Hey everybody, it's me, the B-Man. Don't change the channel. Listen up, I have important news. This Friday, October 8th, it is the live streaming world record podcast event for Hellman, the A-Train's birthday. We're having a live birthday show. Join the Patreon if you want to join us live. You can call in, talk to Hellman, talk to the B-Man, talk to some of our secret surprise guests. $5 a month, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. And if we reach 1,000 patrons, Hellman will wear a bikini on an episode of the World Record Podcast. After we reach 1,000 patrons, we're almost there. We'll have Hellman in a bikini, one of her model friends, and maybe more people in bikinis. So bikini episode, once we reach 1,000 patrons, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. If you're not watching the videos, you got to watch the videos. They're amazing. And you can see that worldrecordpodcast.com or on YouTube, World Record Podcast. Join everything. Join us Friday, October 8th, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, live. Call in. Talk to us. Okay. Love you. Goodbye.
Nose.
You got a big nose?
Kind of. I mean, it ain't small.
Well.
It ain't like a little button nose. I've always liked my nose, though. I'm lucky.
It ain't a big old Italian stromboli nose.
Amen, brother.
Should we call an Italian guy and ask if he's got a stromboli nose?
Sure.
Okay.
What's stromboli?
You don't know what a stromboli is?
No. What is it? I mean, we've been
Aaron,
through
do you know what a stromboli is?
I don't think so.
We've been over this, Brendan. I didn't grow up with a lot of Italians. I don't really
it's
know
like
a lot of
It's like a calzone, kind of. It's like basically a pizza.
Oh, like a pizza inside?
Not really, no. Stromboli's different.
Oh.
I don't know.
Sound off in the comments if you know what stromboli is. Do we have a good
Stromboli's a good name. Maybe that could be my new name.
Stromboli? That's a
something
good,
stromboli.
That is a good name.
I feel like that might have been used as something. Stromboli.
Loud ass bitch.
Thanks for calling. How may I help you?
Hey, this is, I'm here with Hellman.
Hi.
My assistant.
Hi.
This is, do you guys have strombolis?
We do.
You do? Now, does anybody there have a big stromboli nose?
A big what?
Stromboli nose?
No.
Oh.
Could you describe to me what a stromboli is? I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's layer ham, layer pepperoni, layer cheese. So it's in different layers.
On a piece of bread?
Yeah, on the dough.
Okay.
And then we roll it.
Oh, so it's in a roll. It's a roll shape.
Yes, ma'am.
What's
Would you like to place an order for one?
What's the size? What are the sizes?
For a stromboli or just in general?
Stromboli. Well, what are sizes in general, I guess? What are all the sizes?
Personal, large, extra large.
You can get an extra large stromboli?
If you would like, probably. We could probably do that, but we have to fix it up a little bit.
How big would that be? Or just what's a large stromboli? What's that measuring in at?
I am not sure because I don't know how to put that in, but a regular stromboli is one for one portion.
One portion.
One stromboli portion. Stromboli should
yes.
be the new unit of measurement, like, you know?
Oh, so like
that how long? Like how tall are you? Oh, he's 10 strombolis.
Yeah. How, like...
Would you like to place an order, though?
If you had to guess in inches, how big would the stromboli be?
I'm not sure, but would you like to place an order?
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, just so general, just so I have an idea of the size, like
know.
Personal does it...
How many?
How big? Compared to your
like
foot,
big,
how big is it?
Yeah, is it like the size of a hoagie?
Yeah, is it like the like a sub?
Yeah, like a 6-inch sub.
Or like a 12-inch sub.
I mean the 6-inch one, I guess. I'm not sure, honestly.
So you don't know what inches are?
Dude, I have a. Does anybody eat at Subway anymore? Seems like Subway's almost like off the map. It's just Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's is better than Subway.
Yeah, but I need to get back to work. So do you want to place an order?
Well, I just need to, have an idea in my head of like how big
how many strombolis should we get if we don't know how big it is. Is like, it like is the size of my forearm?
Yeah.
It's good for one person, like I said.
But the people are all different. Okay, how about like a cell phone? Like how many cell phones if you laid them end to end?
Wait, I have a question. How do you eat a stromboli? Like a sandwich?
Or do you use
you
a knife?
Cut
and,
it.
With you
a
have
knife
to cut it up?
A knife and fork, you cut it.
And you eat it with a fork.
Who's that guy?
If you would like to place an order, if you could place an order, you can call
Okay,
back
can
later,
you ask that guy, who's talking to you, ask him how many inches a stromboli is. He probably knows.
Goodbye.
What a dumb bitch. I mean, that's like some real stupid ass shit right there.
Well, maybe she just was like, are you going to place an order?
I just wanted, but like to completely dodge a question about length.
She couldn't think even.
She's an idiot.
Think.
This
she
is
doesn't
what,
sound like an a, idiot to me.
Maybe she is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the World Record Podcast, the number one podcast in this room at the moment. I think there's probably other better podcasts. Not better, but more popular.
People really listen to podcasts like all the time.
Why? Listen, folks, here's a B-Man challenge. Get out there. Get on your horses. Ride out. Tell all your family and friends. Tell people about this podcast.
If someone, this is a good idea. If you're like talking to someone and they mention like, oh, I was listening to this podcast, be like, oh, have you heard of the World Record Podcast? So funny.
And say, have you heard of Pizza Rat?
And then be like, do you guys remember Pizza Rat? Because they talk about Pizza Rat a lot on that podcast.
Yeah. And then be like, have you ever pissed your shit?
Or have you ever shit your own piss?
And somebody, people keep sending us this article.
About a guy who shit cum?
Who shits his cum or something, yeah.
He pisses his shit, doesn't he? Or he shits his piss. One of them. That's when you really gotta go pee. That's when you're gonna piss your shit. Like when you're like, okay, I can't even hold it for one more second. Is there a worse feeling than like you really have to pee and you get off the freeway and you go into a gas station and they're like, oh, we don't have a bathroom? Or like there's like 10
Liars.
People waiting for the bathroom. God, that's the worst.
I like it when people are just like, no, we don't have a bathroom. And you're like, yeah, you do.
How do you piss, dude?
Something wrong with humanity, man. I don't know when it's all been like. I feel like the popularization of people like putting their hands over cameras when they come into businesses and go, sorry, you can't film here. Like that kind of started. Like, I don't know. Everybody wants to do that now.
But what does that have to do with the bathroom?
Well, because I just feel like it's like, oh, we can just tell people we don't have a bathroom. Like, let's just do that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably a guy who ruined it for everybody. He pissed all over the place and they're like, okay, well, now you can't.
Yeah, I mean, I get it to an extent. But you know what? One time I was in New York. I think it was in their senior year of high school for a choir trip.
Yeah.
And we went down to Canal Street, like Chinatown. And I had to piss so bad. And there was literally nowhere to piss.
Yeah.
That's like all of New York is like,
you
walk everywhere. Where the hell are you going to go
piss
pee?
That's why the subway reeks of piss.
I hate it. And then that's when I decided I don't really like New York City very much because of that reason. Mm-hmm. I'm very piss conscious. Because I pee a lot.
Well, you're pissed.
I pee when I'm nervous. I pee on planes like every 15 minutes. I'd go pee on a plane.
Well, you piss on...
I piss on your face.
piss in people's mouths. Look, here we are. We're not even 2 minutes into the podcast. And where is it? Do we want
to
play this for anybody's friends?
Well, wait.
For any
can I
friends
say this?
Or family?
I was looking on Craigslist for a full-size bed. And this happened when I looked multiple times. You know, I do full-size bed... Bundle duplicates, like, has image. And, you know, on the second page or so, there's a post
Full
for,
size. I'll only take half a bed.
Yeah. There's a post for a bondage cage bed. I'm like, how does this go with a full-size bed? But it's, like, literally a cage for, like, a gimp to sleep in, I guess.
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting. I'm like, that kind of takes balls for you to put that on Craigslist.
Mm. Doesn't take think? Balls.
Well, then people are going to be like, oh, you're a weirdo.
No.
I guess because whoever would be buying it is also weird.
Why is it weird? Why are you kink shaming?
It's normal to have a cage that for a human to sleep in that you can lock them in there. That's normal.
Why not? What's normal?
Normal is not doing that kind of shit. Just okay. Missionary. Missionary until the guy's done and then you're done.
Okay.
And then he goes and sleeps in his own room.
I'm trying to play something, but I guess it just doesn't work. It's going to be one of those days. Because I was in a good mood this morning, and the universe is frantically turning
that's
gears
your
and
energy.
Pulling levers.
Now you're putting that out into the universe.
No.
It wasn't
you're
there
a
before.
Your whole head's a universe. Listen, we're not bickering.
Your
anymore.
Head's the size of a universe.
Your head's the size of the Milky Way, at least.
Right. So my brother's friend said that we bicker a lot, so now we're going to not bicker.
Now
today.
We have to not bicker. But I feel like that's a bad thing to get into. Because obviously we're playing it up for the podcast. I am. But that's like kind of a cheap. No, but I mean, well, yeah. I mean, my react like it's kind of a cheap. Like, you know when you go and watch like a sketch group or improv
and then
and
the
it
guys
always devolves
start kissing.
Into No, everybody just starts screaming at the top of their lungs at one point, where it's just like, "Hey, I'm here to return this this thing that I bought. I bought this stereo. It doesn't seem to be working. Oh, well, here's the problem. You got a little guy living in there, or whatever. What? There's a guy in there. Ah! Get him the fuck out!"
That was your gripe with the new seasons of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, it's that school of improv that is just, it's the same. Everybody reacts to everything the same way.
Yeah. They're all just like, Larry, you're an asshole. It's like,
yeah,
you didn't really
yeah, yeah.
do anything that.
Yeah, things escalate.
Who yells at people like that?
Level.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm like stuck to the chair.
Yeah. Well, you gotta, you see, now I'm not gonna say it.
Oh, I gotta be smarter than the jacket.
Jacket or the
See,
chair.
That's what I'm saying is like, it's just in your blood to make fun of me and tease me.
It's not making fun and teasing. Listen, I've been a comedian for the a better
me too.
For a pretty
I've been a comedian since
I
like, was born.
And when if somebody says or does something like stupid, you can't let it slide.
But
I mean, talk
you
to any comedian.
If you live with that person,
it's hard. It's really hard. But
right,
here's what I was going to say.
Let's
is
ask.
Like,
Who would be a good comedian to ask? Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer and her husband? But her husband's not a comedian. I'm sure she busts his chops all day. Isn't Amy Schumer was like wealthy before she got crazy? Everybody who's successful was rich already. Her dad or her uncle's Chuck Schumer. The fucking, he's in charge of like the government.
Shady Chuck or whatever.
Crooked-eyed Chuck.
Humor.
So here's what I was going to say.
I do miss that.
It's like, I don't want to fall into this Bickersons. Do you remember the Bickersons from back in the day?
Yeah. That could be your new name, Bickerson.
Bickerson Stromboli.
Gave you some idea of what can happen in the small hotel. But nothing
you see, well, that was like Don Amici and...
Honeymooners.
They were like, it's like the Honeymooners. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
And I'm like, I don't want to, but that's a good example. Is like, I don't want to fall into that kind of,
well,
that's
not,
a lame thing.
It's not funny, and I think it truly makes people uncomfortable.
When we bicker on the podcast.
When you yell at me.
I don't yell at you.
Sound
See,
off.
But now you're starting. When you start shit for real, then I'm going to have to
sound off.
Defend
Are you guys
myself.
Team Hellman or Team Bickerson?
Bickerson Stromboli is that? That seems like too. That's too much of a fake name.
Stromboli's too much. I've never heard of a Stromboli.
Well,
though.
Maybe we should get.
Good.
We have a guest. That maybe we should get the guest on the line.
Sure.
Okay. This is it's an honor to have this guest.
We've been trying to get this guest for the past couple weeks. I have, anyways.
The songs.
It doesn't go well
no,
with Skype music.
Yeah, it's not.
Making me
the
mad.
Skype music is,
Mom.
Sounds like he hung up, or she hung up. What's going on, Aaron?
It says she's unavailable.
But wait, are you?
She is online, so that doesn't make any sense. Call declined. Oh, yeah, I see.
Who's Skyping, who's doing it, you or him?
What?
Who's doing the Skype?
I am.
Oh. Oh. Let's call that bitch again.
How many episodes? This is the 96th
bitch.
Episode, I think.
Bitch. This will give you a clue of who it is. Tisk.
There we go.
Well, we'll see here.
Hello.
Do you have some volume on that, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most mysterious podcast, or the most mysterious podcast guest we've ever had. I don't know much about her. I know that she's on Twitter.
She has a lot of, like, insider information. I don't know how she gets it.
Yeah.
She seems a little, like, mischievous.
Yeah, she's very interested. I'm very interested in her. Even though she holds her cards close to her chest, which I imagine is a very attractive, ample chest. Well, we have her on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, from Twitter and maybe other places, we have Beverly Mysterious on the line. Beverly?
Oh, hello. Let's just say that I'm quite happy to be here, after all.
Okay. Well, Hellman, you're going to have to.
I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Hellman finds you very entertaining, Beverly. I guess we haven't ever formally been.
When you're on the East Coast, Hellman is actually a brand of mayonnaise.
Well, that's actually, that is my co-host's name. Her name is Hellman. And interestingly enough, we do have a sponsor this week.
Autumn leaves, and your guys get hungry raking them up. Don't they deserve your best? Then start with creamy, fresh Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Only Real Mayonnaise is light and delicate enough to turn even a sandwich into a special treat. And Real Mayonnaise is the other name for Hellman's. Easy sandwich recipes right on the jar. For your family.
Bring out the Hellman's and bring out the best.
Mmm.
Yeah, so that's Hellman's actually named after the mayonnaise.
Well, let me just put it this way.
Okay.
If you're on the West Coast and you want to buy Hellman's mayonnaise and you think it's not going to be called Best Foods mayonnaise instead, well, then you've got another fucking thing coming.
That's correct, Beverly. It's
Beverly,
Best Foods,
you're
out
so
here,
mysterious.
West of the Rockies.
Beverly, did you used to like solve mysteries or something? Or like solve crimes?
Let's just say that when I'm done with a crime, it's not exactly unsolved much longer.
Okay.
I'll take that as you do.
If
that you're,
you catch my
fact, fantasy, and history come together to tease the imagination.
Well,
this is a remix of the Unsolved Mysteries. But I guess that's not really, an Unsolved Mysteries lady.
No. She just has a lot of, you know, a lot of sort of like Hollywood insider sort of, not necessarily like gossip, but like, I don't know, you had tweeted something about Louis C.K. a while ago about how, something about him, and do you remember what that was?
Yeah, there was a common misconception with Louis C.K. A lot of people thought that he was not a jerk-off guy, and well, quite the opposite came to be and came to pass.
Oh, came and came to come.
He did. He turned out to be a jerk-off guy.
Meaning right. He likes
and,
to jerk.
And
off.
When the way that you just used the word come and came, if you think that that's a single entendre, you might want to think again.
Okay. Is there, I feel like you need some kind of, let me find a sound effect for you. So I feel like your sentences should be punctuated with a sound.
Well, because on Twitter, it's usually a little kiss.
Oh, I have a kiss sound.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do a kiss.
Wait, here, Beverly, check out this sound. Oh, wait, I got to turn it up.
Oh, that was actually pretty good.
Listen. You know what that is, right?
Yes, that's the one.
Let's find. Is it a kiss sound? I feel like, Well.
Or like a mwah. Like, that's what I think. It's like, okay. Like when I see your little kissy emoji, I always think mwah. Or
okay,
like eyes. Kind of a, your big eyes.
And then if you have sort of a, I don't know the sound effects that you have loaded up there, but if you have one that you could hit right now that goes, tisk, tisk, bitch.
Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see here. I mean, it looks like there's a whole song called Tisk, Bitch.
Oh.
Let's see. Are you familiar?
That can actually be pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Was that Shaggy?
I'm the type to leave you dead on the scene.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
No, it was Morty.
Cocaine.
What?
Like it was Morty from Rick and Morty.
Oh, that was
is that
Morty?
What that is?
Feel like pop smoke, I'm with a zine.
I don't know. This just
yeah,
sounds
that
like
seems
some
like
kind
a couple
of a kid.
Of kids there.
Do you have a sound effect that's kind of like after I say something, you could press it and it'll go, oh, and don't forget, hush, hush, baby.
Don't forget, hush, hush.
Baby.
Okay, let me see. That's not okay.
See if you can find one.
Yeah, we should have.
You know what we should do is have Beverly, we'll record Beverly saying stuff like that and we can use that.
Oh, yeah.
Hush, saying hush, hush. Baby.
So the next time we have her.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll have all the sound effects.
Right.
How about this? Are you seeing?
What are you doing? Just looking on YouTube?
No, that's not going to work. Yeah. Ooh, this might be good. That's like a Lori. Lori, what's the lady? She was married to Lou Reed. Lori.
Kilmartin.
Oh, that's a good one. Maybe we do that. Here, say something, Beverly. Lori Anderson.
Prince Harry has a red crotch.
No, I don't know if that's the one.
It's the Wilhelm scream.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Oh, I think we're getting closer.
That's crazy. I didn't know.
And I have a story that
you know that scream is often what I hear when I'm out in Hollywood and the celebrities see me. That's tends to be what I'm met with.
So people recognize you when you're on the street.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Wait, have you ever seen Beverly? Did you ever watch Bridgerton? That show on Netflix?
Oh, I'm aware that Bridgerton is quite kinky indeed.
Yeah. there's someone on there, God, who writes these, you know, these kind of like newsletters with like all the local town gossip. And that's who you remind me of. Lady Whistledown. That's you're like Lady Whistledown, but for Hollywood.
Lady Whistledown was based on me, but let's just keep that between us. Oh, there you go. I like that.
Okay. It needs to be some sort of sexy sound, like. Oh la la. See, that's getting there. That's going in the right direction.
Yeah.
But
if you want more of a sexy sound, do you have perhaps the sound of maybe two breasts rubbing against each other?
La 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 la.
That is a sexy sound.
Okay.
Or. What if it was the sound of a breast rubbing up against an ass cheek?
Okay. Let's see.
That's too sexy.
Very sexual, Beverly.
Yeah.
What is your, what's your current, like, dating situation? Are you single and you single?
Oh, I don't have time for a relationship because I keep tabs on everything else that's going on. And let's just say that keeps me quite fulfilled.
Okay.
Well, what's...
Oh!
That's a good music.
It's not bad, yeah.
You're getting there.
We're getting there. We'll find something by the end. Sorry, same thing.
Yeah, just hold off for a second. What's the latest in gossip, Beverly? Or what's the latest news?
Well, I have a story that I've heard, and I don't...
Oh!
Is that a good one?
Is she crying?
Yeah.
I think that was a lady crying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That might be, I think we might land on that for now, right? Well, we need a lady, though.
Okay, just let Beverly... I want to talk to Beverly for a second. I don't want to listen to all this noise.
Yeah.
That one's good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Well, here's something that I heard. And it's Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see us, Beverly?
Okay, I cannot.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it would be cool if he could see how cool we look, but that's okay. So, you know Leonardo DiCaprio, the Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
I have to preface this with...
Extra!
This is all hearsay, but I heard it from a very reliable source that Leonardo DiCaprio is a virgin, technically still. And he dates like he's saving himself for marriage. He does everything but all going all the way.
He's a virgin.
technically he's a virgin. I'm not saying he hasn't, you know, fooled around. You know, he's done everything else in the book.
He just hasn't had his penis in a vagina.
In a vagina.
Wow.
What do you now? Think? I believe that you can put your penis in a vagina, but you just can't pull it most of the way out and then put it most of the way back in over and over again until ejaculation. But if he merely wanted to rest a flaccid penis within a vagina, I would still count that as virginity.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, maybe isn't that a Mormon thing?
Resting your penis.
Aren't Mormons like you're allowed to put your penis in a vagina, but then you can't move? There's something with that.
Oh, God. That sounds awful.
It's called soaking, I believe.
Oh. That's a good one. Mwah. Like this. Mwah. Something like that.
That goes very well with soaking.
Yeah. That could almost be a sound of a boob rubbing against the butt cheek, too.
Yeah. It's all in the way that you choose to rub.
I just can't imagine it making that much sound, rubbing a boob on an ass.
If it's all sweaty and, you know, like, yeah, I guess.
Right. If the let's say that the boob recently had scotch tape on it, and that tape was recently pulled off, so there's a little bit of adhesive kind of left over, there would be a little more friction going on.
Yeah, and it depends on what kind of skin you have.
Mm-hmm. Right, if you have bumpy, if you have psoriasis or something.
Oh, that's not bad. Listen to this one.
That's too sexual. Beverly's sexy, but she's not like a whore. Right?
Oh.
Correct.
It's a knowing laugh there. I don't know.
Oh, Beverly's... I'll have you know, I am not. I do not identify as a prostitute.
Now, have you ever had sex for money? Just in your off time, not professionally?
Let's put it this way. I don't have sex for money, but if you want to get into these pants, you can't be a pauper.
Okay. I don't know what that means, really.
Have you ever read The Prince and the Pauper?
Oh, pauper. Okay. I thought you said, I thought you said popper, like a jalapeno popper.
Same thing. If you want to get into my pants, you cannot be a deep-fried cheese-stuffed jalapeno.
Yeah. Now, have you ever masturbated with any food products? That's inappropriate. I'm sorry. This is just...
That's way too personal.
To multitask here, and I... You know what?
Just stop. Just forget about the sound effects and focus on Beverly.
Well...
She's very busy. She has a lot of things that she's doing.
Yeah, and I'm very busy, and yes, cucumber. Continue, please. Thanks.
Okay. Well, we have... Before we've been having a lot of people send us this news article that I would like to share with you. I'm going to read it for everyone. This is pretty much where we says a lot about what we're doing with our lives. So here's the headline. This is from Newsweek. It's from a reputable news source. A man ejaculates from anus, urinates feces for 2 years before seeking help. Doctors have published a case study detailing a man who started ejaculating from his rectum after a previous medical procedure caused complications. The man, age 33, turned up for medical care after experiencing pain in one of his testicles for the previous 5 days. He also said he had been passing a substantial amount of urine and sperm from his rectum over the previous 2 years. He also said he'd been experiencing a problem known as pneumaturia, in which people pass gas in their urine, and fecaluria, in which people pass bowel matter through their urine. Doctors found the man's vital signs were normal, and they decided to carry out further tests to see what was going on. CAT scan of the pelvis revealed evidence of a gas-filled structure in the man's prostate that appeared to be connected to the rectum and was causing him to piss his shit, is what the doctor said. This is known as a fistula, an abnormal connection between two body parts. Well, this is actually pretty long. I don't need to read the whole story.
But basically, right? The man was pissing his shit, and he was shitting out his piss.
So how many years would it take for you to go to a doctor if you're urinating out of your ass?
Well, for me, even honestly, one time of shooting piss and jizz out of my ass, that's going to be a big tisk tisk for me.
Yeah.
I know years, 0 years, and after one bowel movement, I would say tisk tisk.
So it's more, so let me just paint a picture, or you're Beverly Mysterious is in her home, and I imagine it's kind of
I feel like you live in like a high rise, like, condo.
A lot of it's all white with some
like
shiny
marble floors,
marble mirrors,
and like black furry
some
couch.
Black stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Is that what your house is like?
My penthouse suite is quite swanky indeed.
Yeah. So you're in your restroom, black toilets. Or do you have
yes, and I've got that kind of fancy Japanese bidet robot seat as well.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So you relieve yourself on the toilet and you
do I ever
get up and then you look into the bowl and there's urine, semen, and feca in the bowl. And you... Would you like waggle your finger into the toilet bowl and say tisk tisk?
Yeah, first I would kind of take a moment to lean down and get a good look because you know, you got to be observant. And really, you listed three types of matter.
Yeah,
you know, the vaginal, the urinary, and the anal. Yeah. 2-3 is fine when you're looking in that toilet bowl, but if I see all three, then I would get right down in there and go disc disc.
And then you would call your doctor or go to the emergency room and say there's piss in my...
Well, you don't call the doctor if shit comes out of your ass.
No, if there's piss coming out of your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, if you went
unless somebody pissed in your ass. My proctologist worried about shit coming out of my ass, and he said, he gave me kind of a little device to remember that. Shit from ass is A-OK.
Yeah. Oh, because it rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do, do you like fast cars, Beverly?
Oh, do I ever.
Because there's a place I went to, I got a card for a fast car place today. And maybe we could call them.
What do you mean?
I went to the donut place to get coffee, and they had business cards for some place that does fast cars.
That, like, makes them fast?
I don't... Well, let's call them.
All right.
Okay. And we'll see if maybe we can get a free ride for Beverly.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Maybe... Are you into... maybe Beverly could drive with their fastest car blindfolded.
Thank you for calling... where car buying is made easy.
Thank you for calling.
I guess they buy cars.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press 0 or stay.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Thank you for calling.
Look at the thickness of this business card. I just don't show it to the camera.
It's really thick.
Hey, this is the car place, right? Fast. You get fast cars. Is it?
What?
I got your business card from the donut shop. Right?
Donut shop.
Yeah, there's a stack of business cards there, and you get the best business cards. I mean, they're like
almost indestructible.
Card. Yeah, it's the best business card I've ever seen. And I am on the line with Beverly Mysterious, who I'm sure you're familiar with. And
yes, and the donuts from the donut shop were quite sinful indeed.
And so we were gonna. Do you guys do like fast cars, right? You have like
fast cars,
like Lamborghinis, stuff like that.
We do everything from Kias all the way up to Lamborghinis.
Okay, so you could do a Kia.
Yeah. What is this call regarding?
Did I just call you in the? Did I wake you up or something? Are you busy?
No, I'm not. Just what is this regarding?
Well, I got your business card from the donut shop, and I just thought I would. You know, we're looking to get like a fancy car for Beverly Mysterious to drive around town in for an event.
Well, we do sales and leasing, so okay. We don't rent that car.
Can we do a short-term lease?
Like for like 3 days or something?
Shortest term is 2 years.
Do you have any
purchasing a vehicle?
Do you have any white Lamborghinis with red leather? I think, Beverly, would you like that?
We would do that for 2 years. Bev?
I would love that. And if I... 2 years sounds good. White Lamborghini, red interior sounds good. I guess my main question would be, if I were speeding down the 101 at midnight, would my hair flap in the breeze?
You have 10 seconds. Guy doesn't want to make a sale. Well, don't leave
your
business.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. We should call someone else and ask about that. Because that's...
He didn't sound very friendly.
Doesn't sound like the kind of guy who wants to make any money.
Well, also, all it says on the card is motorsports.
That's why I thought this is like...
It's like, what is that?
It's not a place
that's
leasing. I guess he just says a used car place. But that's... Everything about that business card...
It doesn't... It makes you think...
It says elegance and, like, pleasure.
Yeah.
My feeling is that most of their business probably does not come from the donut shop.
Well, why do they have their own card holder?
When you mentioned the donut shop, I figured that he would go right into his sales pitch, but yeah. It's almost as if people come to him from other sources.
Well,
from like a really expensive cafe or something.
Yes, you know, a cronut shop.
But why have your own little card holder filled with? And you got to see these cards, Beverly. It's got a black card.
It's thick as hell.
With a golden, their logo is a golden.
You could show the M anyways.
M, okay.
You see that?
I mean, you could see that. I mean, just look at that. It looks like a card. Yeah, exactly. It'll give you access to a sex room.
Yeah.
At the most extravagant hotel in Vegas. So it's a black card, red edges. The thickness of, you've had business cards before, Beverly, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this, I'm going to say, imagine the thickness of a business card. Oh, you have a vaccine card, Beverly?
I have it in my Apple wallet, yeah.
In your Apple wallet?
Yeah, let's just put it this way. I downloaded my vaccine information to my iPhone, and I carried it around in my Apple wallet.
Well, that's not, you shouldn't do that, because that's now the government's tracking you.
So what you're saying is that was a big tisk-tisk?
That was a big tisk-tisk. I don't know if you can get out of this one, but that's okay.
I wouldn't mind if my vaccination card had that nice black cardstock you're talking about with gold lettering.
Well, that's what I'm saying is this. I mean, I got sidetracked, but just imagine your regular everyday business card, even a nice business card that maybe a Hollywood manager would have. This is the thickness of at least 3 or 4 of those. What do you say?
I want a business card.
We can get them easy.
Let's do it.
We'll order business cards for Hellman right now. Okay. What do you want to say? Well, you know what? And I'll get you business. Beverly, do you want business cards too?
I would love business
cards. Okay, we'll call a business card place.
But what would I put on my business card?
Well, that's what
phone number?
Yeah.
Well, who would
your
call
email
me?
Address? Anybody, leave them at the donut shop. You'll get some people calling you.
Okay. That sounds kind of fun.
Beverly, do you know what you need on your do you know what you want on your business card?
Maybe mine would say Beverly Mysterious and then lips like, and then I think it would say, don't call me ever on this line because okay. I'd like to keep things hush, hush.
Okay. Okay, well, let's call this place. Can you keep in touch with your family and stuff, Beverly?
Let's just say that if they need me, they know where to find me.
Oh, they do. So they have the number that.
I'm thinking maybe Beverly is maybe a pseudonym or something.
Is Beverly a pseudonym or is that your real name?
When it comes to whether or not that's my real name or a pseudonym, I like to keep that hush.
So yeah,
hush.
You're pretty mysterious, I guess, is the and mysterious.
Thank you for calling. Please hold while I try to connect you.
Oh, that's funny. That's not even. I want to get that. That service, because that wasn't even...
What?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good.
So your outgoing message, right? Like it says, thank you for calling, and then it says the name.
Uh-huh.
But the name, but it sounds like it was a different...
It was a different robot voice.
Yeah, it was a different robot voice.
Right, yeah, I don't know how the program works.
Is that like a service that I could sign up for? I
would, yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll get that info from you later, but we want to get some business cards.
Okay.
I need...
So, can I put you in a quick hold? Give me just 1 second. Help you.
I don't... Does that work for you, Hellman?
Not really.
Beverly? Yeah. Hold, can you hold?
Not at this time. That does not work for me.
I mean, it's fine for me to hold, but Beverly and Hellman, it's not going to work for, I guess.
Okay, do you guys have the artwork ready to send me the file so I can look and help you with that?
No, we just have some ideas.
Yeah, we're coming to you to, because I got this one business card that I'd kind of like duplicated, and it's like, do you know, like, a regular business card? This is, like, three. It's the thickness of, like, three of them. Frankly, if this business card was six, if it was, like, 6 feet tall, you could make you know how they have cardboard cutouts of, like, the president or whatever, and you can get your picture taken with it? You could make one of those out of this business card if it was big.
Okay. Okay, so you won 32-point card.
Is that the thickest one?
That's the thickest one we can do, yeah.
And that's like you can't even bend it hardly, right?
Basically, okay. Right.
And then so we're going to want to do... Oh, sorry.
Let me ask you this, though. Just one question. You say 32 is the highest you go, but for us, would you be willing to do 33?
No, we cannot do it because our machines won't support it.
Oh, okay.
Tisk, tisk.
That's Beverly Mysterious. How many lines? Well, Beverly, I guess Beverly's going to run because I got Hellman here, I got Beverly here, and I'm the B-man, and we're all going to do business cards. So maybe we could do a group thing. And Beverly's going to run by. She's going to give you the info. Well, Beverly, why don't you just tell him, just give him like an idea of what you're going to want on your card.
Okay, so it starts big letters, Beverly Mysterious. Below that,
okay, so
woman
you
of
guys
illusion.
Need to send me that.
And then below that, it'll say, please don't call me on this line unless you are ready to be told, hush, hush.
Now, can she put something like that on there? Because it's if you put the phone number on the car, but you don't want anybody to call it, is that, I just don't
well,
know
you
how.
Can do whatever
you know,
you want
on the back
card,
of a lottery card, a lotto scratch-off, they're the numbers that have kind of silver over them, and you don't see the numbers unless you scratch off the silver with a penny or even a dime. Yeah. So my question is, could my phone number be listed with that silver stuff on top?
That's a great question.
Or gold. It could be even gold stuff.
Let's call another place, because I think that's a good idea for a business card.
It's like, so if you're ready to call me and keep things hush-hush.
Like scratch.
Scratch here with your...
And if that doesn't work for you, then move along, bitch.
Okay. So you got a sassy kind of thing going, too.
Kind of, basically, yeah.
Oh, I saw you did a promotion for the Sloppy Boys band.
Oh, yeah. When it comes to Southern California party rock bands, the Sloppy Boys are right at the top of the list.
Yeah. And you used the F word, I think, in the ad, which took me off by surprise.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Are you sexually connected to any of the Sloppy Boys?
Let's just say that if I had a chance to get any of the three Sloppy Boys between my satin sheets, I'd dig it in a fucking heartbeat.
Okay. Hellman has a keyboard now. I don't know if you guys...
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Maybe you could think of a song to write in honor of Beverly Mysterious.
And if it could be an A minor, I think that could be kind of the perfect key.
Like that?
Is that good?
For Beverly?
That's perfect.
Is that A minor? What do you want to...
Yeah, it sure is A minor.
Okay. Okay, well then, Beverly, I scored a Casio 110 keyboard, CA-110 keyboard. For $5 at a yard sale.
That's a pretty good deal. The 110 is,
What?
Who are we calling?
What about the 110? We're calling another business card place.
The 110 is also...
Oh, right. Hi, this is Beeman. How's it going today? We come in there all the time. You know us. Beeman and Hellman. You deal with Hellman.
You wouldn't forget us.
Yeah, you would know Hellman. She wears those. You remember those, Dwayne? Remember A Different World with Dwayne Wayne? He had those sunglasses that flip up. Hellman
maybe.
Wears those, yeah. And then I have Beverly Mysterious, who you definitely know from online.
Hello.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Hello.
You know
hello.
Beverly? And we're
yes.
going to do some... Well, go ahead.
I don't recall. I'm not sure if I work with you guys specifically or maybe Rachel does.
Yeah, it could be Rachel. I don't know.
I think it might be Rachel.
We're in there. You definitely know who we are. But...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's in Beverly. You for sure know Beverly...
Beverly. Okay.
Beverly Mysterious. She's on the line.
It seems that we require your services.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. What can I help you guys with?
We're going to do business cards. And Beverly's going to do... Beverly has an idea for a business card that I don't know if it's been done before. We want to find out if it's doable.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Beverly, do you want
to... When it comes to... Lotto scratch-off cards, you'll often see certain numbers covered up by this kind of silver film that you've got to scratch away with a dime, a nickel, even a penny. So my question for you is, if I wanted my business card to say Beverly Mysterious, woman of elusive presence, and then down below I have my phone number listed, but the numbers are covered up with that silver stuff from lotto scratch-off tickets, or even gold stuff, if you prefer. And then the recipient of the business card can scratch away the stuff in order to prove that they're willing to be hush-hush about my number. Or if they can't handle this arrangement, they can not scratch off the stuff and they can move along.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not able to do something like that. We don't have the that's just something that's
silver?
Something we produce. We can just do like a standard the silver, like the scratch off stuff you're talking about.
It doesn't have to be silver. I'm open to the idea of gold.
Oh, you can do scratch off then. You can?
No, we can't. We can't. No, we cannot.
Now my friend told me that it's just melted crayon. That you can do it with. You just need a machine that makes it flat.
That makes the crayons flat?
Well, you melt the crayon, because that's all it is melted crayon for those, you know, on the scratch-off tickets, you know how when you get the, there's like silver over some of the numbers?
Oh, that's melted crayon.
Yeah.
So if you had perhaps a panini press to kind of flatten it down?
Yeah, or some kind of special machine that they said that all the places have.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't have anything like that.
But we could bring in the crayons. We'll bring in silver and gold crayons.
We could even bring in a panini press as well.
Yeah, I mean, we can make some sandwiches or at it.
Because Beverly, what Beverly's point was is that she might, you know, she wants to give you the option of getting the number and maybe not seeing the number. Because if you call the number... Wait, what were you going to... What is it, Beverly? Like, don't call then.
Call this... Scratch away and call this number if you're ready to keep your lips zipped and be rather quiet about this whole ordeal. Or if you don't feel like you're up to snuff in that regard, then you, my friend, it's time for you to move along.
Okay. Yeah. For what we do here, that's not something that's in our range. Like we don't offer anything like that. We can just do like a standard business card, or we can do like the craziest thing we can do is like put like some gold foil on it.
Yeah.
But that's not like scratchable. It's just kind of just makes it look a little bit nicer, a little bit higher end.
Ooh.
I like the Hellman
but
wants
it's
that.
Not,
I,
but yeah. It's not scratch. Yeah. It's just not able to scratch it off. It's kind of adhered to the paper. Or to the card.
You'd be surprised at what I can scratch off with when I'm given a nice, sharp nickel.
but what I mean more is we can't put anything underneath that and then put the
put the foil on top of that. That's not how it works.
We could do is maybe double up the cards, and then that way you could just scratch the top card off, and then you see the bottom card.
Scratch off the whole paper card?
Well, yeah, so because that way then it's, yeah.
Scratch off this card if you want to keep things.
Oh, you think this is my business card?
Think again.
Yeah. If you think you're going to be able to scratch this whole card away with just a coin, you're going to need a sharp knife instead.
Now, what is there? Is there any kind of rules with, I don't know, like does it cost extra to do rhyming on the cards
or to make it sound
to have
like,
instructions?
Or to make it sound like it's whispering?
Like whispering.
Like whispering.
Whispering.
What you're talking in terms of like designing it, or what do you mean?
Yeah, for
design.
The design.
Yeah,
for the
design. Yeah. We can do whatever you'd like. You just the best thing is just to send me like something like some sort of inspirational or some pictures of things you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can get a better idea of what you guys need.
Things. Okay.
But yeah, definitely the scratch off thing is not a thing.
Well, the scratch off, but okay. But what about whispering? Like, do you do like how would the whispering work for text on a card?
Like
you would just kind of make it kind of like wavy, kind of like italicized sort of thing.
Like that.
Okay, and it's maybe really small, like so small you can't read it, maybe?
Like, or barely. Get a magnifying glass.
Oh, so you need a magnifying glass.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Instead of maybe
that's
the silver.
Mysterious.
Yeah.
So small, wavy, and would it be, do you have a special, like would it be italics exactly, or kind of like would it be wavier than italics?
A little bit wavier. I mean, that's something that kind of like as a designer, I would have to like look into to see what works, what kind of works with that to what's it called?
Design
kind
it.
Of
design
get that
it. Design
yeah, to get together. Yeah. Not only that, but to get
if
that,
it's
that,
not clear,
that whole idea.
There could be another card that I then hand to the person and it explains. It's a, you know, wavy text equals I'm whispering.
Oh,
non-wavy text.
We could put,
I'm
we could
talking
put,
loud and clear.
Maybe there's on the back of the card, Beverly, and this is just me spitballing, but maybe there's a key that explains the different, what each font and font size on the other side of the card means.
Yeah. And then on the front of the card, it could say, don't understand the tone of all these words you've just read? Well, then flip the fucking card.
Do you have a policy on writing swears on the cards?
No, we can do whatever.
Nice. Okay, so that's Beverly's idea for the card. Hellman,
mm-hmm.
What's your idea for the card?
For my card?
Yeah.
I just got kind of wrapped up in Beverly's card.
Yeah.
I'm sort of in Beverly's headspace. I don't know, something.
Well, it says you're Hellman.
It says Hellman here.
Yeah.
Shred it. Vax up, mask up.
Yeah.
Keep on shredding, I guess. And then it would have my phone number, my Twitter, maybe a picture of me
shredding. Would all of this
be
whispered or spoken at full volume?
Is this, yeah.
Probably full volume. I would put probably an asterisk afterwards. And at the bottom of the card, the asterisk would say, please read this at full volume. Like read it aloud. Well, so when people see it, they have to read it out loud.
The trick with that is that certain people have different decibels that they hit when they go full volume. You know, you could imagine that, for example, you know, someone who's very meek, like Jesse Eisenberg, would read it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you had someone who was louder, for example, the Godfather of Soul,
James Brown,
he would naturally read it very loud.
He'd be like, whoa.
And here's,
right.
do you remember Pizza Rat, ma'am?
No.
Hellman, it ruled
oh
Hellman's
life for
like 2 months.
Oh my God, I have
like
to have a picture of Pizza Rat on my card.
Oh yeah.
It's a video of a rat carrying a slice of pizza down the subway stairs.
In New York City.
Oh, New York
okay,
City.
I did see that.
Okay,
yeah, you remember
good.
That? Beverly, you remember Pizza Rat?
Yeah.
Oh, do I ever.
Yeah. So here's, so if we had Pizza Rat on there too, and then if we wanted to do a voice like maybe make a card for Pizza Rat, how would you, what text would you use for this voice?
Hey, oh no.
Wait, hold on. Hey, oh no, that's wrong.
hey, it's me, Pizza Rat.
So like a high-pitched voice, would that, because that would be different than whispering.
Right, it could say something like this. It could be like,
hey, it's me, Pizza Rat. Call this number for pizza. If you want to watch me carry a slice of pizza down the subway stairs, call.
And then the number.
Yeah.
How would, yeah, like, what kind of text, what kind of font would you use for, like, a squeaky voice, I guess is the main question.
Like mouse, like a rat voice.
I would have to kind of go through my archives and see what
Yeah, you know,
that's a toughie.
You know what I just thought of? You know how they have birthday cards where you open them and then it sings like a song, like it, then there's a recording in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that, we'll just do that with business cards. Make them, you know, small so there's a button you push. And then, you know, it doesn't even have to be any writing on it. It could just be a picture, your photo, and then a button. And then it just says whatever you need to say. And then you don't have to worry about wavy, tiny texts and stuff like that. And Hellman.
Okay, so what if someone picks up the card and it's like, hey, like they push it and it's a recording of me going, hey, Hellman here. If you need to call me, my phone number is 818-555-5555. Then they have to get a piece of paper down to write my number down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
fine.
So I
guess we would there be technology that could just automatically send a Bluetooth from the business card to your phone so it just calls it for you? That would make sense.
What if the first thing that the recording says is, hey, go get a piece of paper and a pencil because you might need to be writing down a number at the end of this business card.
But then I guess that kind of defeats the purpose of the business card is what Hellman was saying.
And then you could go like this, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Hush, hush.
I like that. Can I go back to Pizza Rat for 1 second?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that a viable business that people would require is to have a rat carry their slice of pizza down a few stairs? Because the first time that we saw that, it was a viral sensation. But
it was huge.
Do you think that that's lucrative? Is there a need in the marketplace that people have slices of thin crust New York pizza and they need the pizza to be dragged a few feet down a few stairs?
Well, that could be like a form of contactless
delivery. Do you want Pizza Rat? Like, it'll be an app and it'll be like, do you want Pizza Rat to deliver your pizza?
Well, Hellman, yes. I think Beverly was asking the lady on the phone.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I guess that question was for you.
Oh, sorry. I missed that.
Would you order pizza and request that a rat
is that a viable
carry it
business,
down a couple stairs for you?
To hire a rat to carry pizza down the stairs.
Would I hire them?
Well, yeah. I guess you'd have to just train it to do it.
You'd have to have maybe like a circus of rats. Like maybe 12 rats that you train to carry pizza.
No, you could have one rat, and then it's just the rat brings you. Here's how I'm picturing it.
Okay.
Is you go up to, like, you've been to New York, ma'am? Big Apple?
No.
Oh, okay.
City of dreams.
Yeah, it's the big city. Well, they have pizza places there. So you go up to the counter, you say, give me a slice of pizza. Guy says, okay, just go take a seat and I'll bring it out to you. And then instead of the guy bringing it out, maybe a rat brings it out. That's how I'm picturing it, but it doesn't sound that exciting.
But you have to go down a couple stairs.
Maybe we have, okay, so we build two little stairs that are like on a remote control car so that you can, so then a guy behind the counter, he doesn't make pizzas or anything. He just works the remote control. He drives the little remote control stairs over to your table. The rat's sitting
on
top.
Yeah.
And then when he gets to your table, the rat comes down the stairs with your slice of pizza.
And then you pick it up off the floor.
Pick it up off the floor and eat it.
Pizza Rat Cafe. Pizza Rat Pizza Shop. Are you there, ma'am? I don't hear any of
ma'am?
The background noise. I don't know. I think that's a great idea. I would eat at Pizza Rat Cafe every day.
Do you want to shred a little bit?
God, this wig is so itchy. Beverly, do you play any instruments?
Oh, I like to come back to my penthouse suite late at night, past midnight, and play a big fucking saxophone.
You know, I actually, ma'am, are you still on the line? She hasn't hung up. Maybe it's just one of those phones that it just has multiple lines. Well, I guess I'll hang up then, right?
I can just picture Beverly's, everything about her so clearly.
Yeah, I picture the penthouse very good. That's why Beverly's a solid character.
If you're wondering what's going on with me right now as I sit in my penthouse suite overlooking the City of Angels.
Yeah.
I wonder about this donut shop.
Yeah.
And their standards for the business cards that they display, because
You know what?
When you called that business, that fast car company, the guy was thrown. He didn't seem to even be aware.
Well, guess.
And
I'm sorry, you can finish your thought and then I have a surprise for you.
Well, it just is the donut shop just letting anyone put cards there.
Well,
and then you're making random phone calls and you're getting the cold shoulder.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I kept cutting off because I'm excited because I forgot to mention the donut shop also had its own business card there. Mm. So we can call the donut shop and let them know.
For 30 more minutes of this episode, visit patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. For 30 more minutes of this episode, visit patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.